The White River National Forest is expecting a 15 to 25% cut in the program that includes the management of rangeland and noxious weeds. Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams will get a final budget later this spring.
This is becoming very challenging to manage the, you know, the permittees and the livestock and the weed program.
In the summer months, teams of weed specialists spread out across the sprawling 2.3 million acre forest, attacking problem areas on land near Aspen, Carbondale, Rifle, and beyond. Their aim is to contain and slow the spread of 4 dozen different kinds of noxious weeds. Hal Pierce is in charge of this weed team. He's the invasive species coordinator for the forest.
We do have areas that are pretty clean, and then we've got other areas, like a prime example would be Oxeye Daisy in Summit County.
Oxeye daisies are white flowering plants native to Europe. They're a problem because they decrease plant diversity, and because cattle avoid them, they diminish grazing lands. Weeds not native to the U.S. don't have natural controls, so Pierce says they can easily get out of control and take over entire ecosystems.
They'll crowd out the native vegetation. Many of them are not very palatable, so for wildlife and livestock feed and just the biodiversity of the system, a lot of your weed species, you'll have much more sediment in your streams, which affects your fisheries.
In the Roaring Fork Valley, weeds like yellow toad flax, biennial thistles, and knapweeds are a problem. The White River National Forest has about 20,000 acres of inventoried weeds, but Pierce is certain there are more.
We haven't had enough money to just do an inventory project. Our crews go out and we treat an inventory at the same time because of the limited funds.
Over the last 3 years, Pierce's division has experienced significant cuts. Areas of the forest that used to receive spray treatments are going unchecked, and the team of weed workers is even less than half the size it used to be. So Pierce has changed his approach.
We're having to be much more priority-based, setting some of those high-priority areas, high-priority infestations. And some of the others we're just going to have to, hope for better times.
The National Forest is also teaming up with other agencies in an effort to tackle more weeds with less money. Melissa Sever is Pitkin County's Weed Program Coordinator.
Last year was the first time in a few years we've partnered with the Forest Service on controlling noxious weeds. We did a cooperative effort with them up the Castle Creek Valley. We treated approximately 6 acres of thistle.
The county plans to partner again this summer, and it's in their best interest. Many county lands border Forest Service property, so weeds spread over both jurisdictions and beyond.
A lot of private parcels that border Forest Service lands, the noxious weeds come into those. We have open space trails that are all throughout the county, and partnering with the Forest Service is a great benefit for the whole valley, making sure that we all have funding and we're all working together to tackle the same issues.
Still, despite partnerships, Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams says this year's cuts are greater than before, so problems will grow, like weeds.
Weeds are going to grow more on the forest. We can't do what we're not funded to do.
Marcy Krivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.